Well, these women have already battled breast cancer, and they have fought the battle and won. So we find it important to celebrate with them. And so we want to take the time to hear their stories, celebrate with them, and take this time to pamper them and spoil them a little bit if we can, and use this to really embrace what they've gone through and hear about their journey.
And you're calling them super survivors.
We do. We call them super survivors, and sometimes I'll even refer to them as super dupers, because once you hear their story, they are just amazing women. And it's so humbling, because when you hear their stories, they don't realize how amazing they are, and what they've gone through is just unbelievable. And they don't really see it. So when you hear their stories and you hear their strength and what they've done, it's amazing, and it's empowering for others to hear their journey.
Can you talk, you don't have to name a specific name, but somebody in the past possibly who really has stood out to you?
Oh, it's hard to pick just one, because we've had three each year, and I could just do really a mashup of their stories, because they empower so many people that they touch. I mean, they will bring an entire fleet of people with them, and it's such a variety of people. We have husbands and mothers and daughters and sisters and an entire office. They will bring schools of people with them. It's just amazing how many people come to surround them and support them and cheer them on. It's just awesome.
I know it certainly can be a devastating diagnosis to have this. Even if it's very treatable, if it's caught early, it's still devastating to people. How people react is often different. And some people want to be a little bit more private. And then there's others who take it more publicly and also want to help other people who are going through similar things. So it's interesting to me to see just what people's reaction is. And I'm sure there are folks who maybe would not think they had it in them to be as strong as they are.
You're right. And the good thing is, for us, we've caught them a lot farther down in their journey. So by this point, they're usually ready to talk about it. They're able to talk about it. They've gone through the surgery. They're either going through or gone through the treatment. So they've had the time to process it. And you're right, a lot of times at that initial shock of you have breast cancer, they're not ready to talk about it. So by the time they get to us, they're ready to stand up and talk and tell their story. So we are at a really good point for them to be able to talk about it, share their story, and they want to get out there and spread the word, whether it's early diagnosis, early treatment, get your screening mammogram, or it's find a friend, or it's have a support group. And it's funny, because they have a different platform, so to speak, and they like to use us to get out there and share that word. So we use them to celebrate. They use us to get out there and spread some kind of word. So it's really great.
And I would think that they really are important, because there are people, once they are diagnosed, they're going through something that a lot of people have not. And even though friends and family may want to be supportive, they're just not in that same position. It's important to hear from somebody who has been in that position.
Right, right. And for us, we connect three strangers. And by time this is done, they sometimes call themselves the super sisterhood, because they're three people who know exactly what each other have gone through. And it's a way to connect for them. So it's nice to find three likes and find a way for them to connect.
I'm talking with Tiffany Lowers. She's the System Director of Patient Experience and also the Chair of the Be Aware Women's Fair for Memorial Health System. Talk about the nominations themselves, because I did read where it doesn't have to be somebody who has just recently undergone treatment. This could be somebody who's undergone treatment sometime in the past, but has really carried on their work since then.
Sure. So we get a variety. We get some who are going through treatment now. Like last year, we had someone who was currently going through treatment, and we had someone who has been in remission for 8 years, and we have no limits. So we just want to celebrate with you. If you're a breast cancer survivor from 20 years ago, you have still survived, and we want to celebrate with you. The nomination process is very simple. We want the nominator's name, phone number, and the nominee's name, phone number, and their age. That's all we need. And if you have nominated someone before and they have not won, nominate them again. The process is random of our selection. So it's not really that we didn't like the nomination. It's just we didn't randomly select them. So nominate them again, and maybe we'll randomly select them this year.
And we'll put a link to that on our website so people can follow that and find a way to nominate. Talk also about, if you could, the Women's Fair. That's coming up a bit later on, of course. But the when this does take place, I know there's an admission cost, but you raise money as well during the Women's Fair. What does that go toward?
We do. So all of our proceeds go to the Breast Cancer Assistance Fund. And it doesn't really pay for medical needs, because Memorial already has a fund for that. This goes to other needs to help you through that journey, whether it's you're getting chemo, you're getting radiation, you've had surgery. It's to help with, you need to get the house cleaned. You need to have meals prepped because you still have a family to take care of. You need the lymphedema sleeve. You want the wig so you can feel normal again. We want to help pay for those things so you can try to keep life as normal as possible, because we know it's hard to do.
This is happening October 21st.
Yes.
Here in Springfield. It's the 8th annual, and you've been involved with all of them. So talk about the growth of this as well.
It's been amazing. And of course, it's kind of been my baby since the beginning, so I'm a little partial, but it's a great day. It's out at the Orr Building. It is a women's fair, but we encourage everyone to attend. Bring the men, bring the kiddos. It's a day devoted to women. We know they're busy. We know they focus on everybody else, but we want you to come out and see what Springfield has to offer, whether it's you want to go back to school, you're planning for what to do, you know, during the winter, you're planning for end of life. If it's from the beginning stages to the end, we have it covered. We have over 24 health screenings that will be out there. So once you're in the door, those health screenings are free. We also want it to be a super fun day. So we have lots and lots of shopping. When you walk in the door, it is just a really great day.
Before I let you go, I did want to also talk about the importance of the early diagnosis. There was a time, and it's still a devastating diagnosis to receive, there's no doubt, and I certainly don't want to downplay that, but the medical advancements when it comes to breast cancer have grown to a point where getting that early detection, it can be very treatable.
Very much so.
And the importance of that, of getting people out there, I mean, that's really the underlying message here, isn't it, to get that early detection?
It is. And actually, at the fair, we usually have the unit that does the mammograms, and the technologists that perform them are out there. So in a laid-back environment, you can talk to the professionals who do it. You can see the machine that does it. So it's not so scary. You can kind of see it, watch it function. We want to make sure you get that mammogram scheduled so you have that early detection. It is key.